Welcome to this breathwork meditation for nervous system regulation and embracing your authentic self. I'm Kim Hall, and I will be guiding you on this journey today. If you are new to breathwork, know that you are safe. You are driving the vehicle of your breath with complete control of the gas pedal and the brakes. Only go as fast as the slowest part of you wants to go. We'll begin with nostril breathing, and if you have high blood pressure, any history of seizures, any extreme illness, or if you are pregnant, please stay with this slow and controlled nostril breathing throughout the entire meditation. This will keep you safe in your parasympathetic or your rest and digest side of your nervous system. If none of these contraindications apply and you would like to deepen your experience through mouth breathing, simply follow my guidance for a more activated breath. When we allow our breath to quicken in a controlled, safe environment, which we are, we teach our body that even in the sympathetic fight or flight system, we are still in control. We are retraining our nervous system for times of stress and anchoring in the vital ability to switch quickly between stress and regulation using only our breath. Regardless of circumstances, we can maintain our self-regulation, and this is an incredibly powerful tool. If you happen to experience any tingling in your face or hands, any cramping, strong emotions, either laughter or tears, know that these are completely normal. Again, by slowing your breath, breathing fully through your nose, and staying in your body, you will return to a grounded state. Allow what your body wants to experience, move as needed, and enjoy the experience. Find a comfortable position, preferably lying down, and with headphones, if you have them available, for maximum experience. Grab a blanket if you think you might be cool, and an eye mask if you have one available, but not necessary. Silence any notifications and commit to the next 30 minutes to yourself. A well-deserved respite that will leave you feeling refreshed and rejuvenated. Today, we'll be bringing your mind, your body, and your nervous system into a place of total and complete relaxation. A powerful reset, helping you to ground into the awareness that you are whole. And whatever emotions you may be feeling or even suppressing in your life are not only welcome, but are invited into this space today. Whatever difficult situations, people, environments, job demands, pain, loss, or suffering that you have experienced, it's all welcome here. Take a moment now to settle in, allowing yourself to find that perfect, most comfortable position. If you need to move, just allowing your body to move however it needs to settle in, getting ready for this journey today. This will be a brief journey, around 20 minutes, but it can be just as powerful. As long as you show up fully and lean into your edge, just like always. So let's start by getting present. Whatever you have to do later, just put it to the side for now. You can always come back to it. You're here today to tune up, and you can only do that when you're fully present. So begin by noticing your breath. Where is it? Maybe for the first time today. Just feeling it. The coolness as it comes through your nostrils. the warmth on the exhale. Begin to breathe slowly and deeply, in through the nose, down deep into the belly, and then letting it out through the mouth. Bringing more and more of your awareness to your breath with every inhale, and letting go with every exhale. Feeling the sensations of your breath, tuning into all the little details. That's it, you're doing great. Letting go of distractions. Whatever it is that you want to get done, it's going to take focus. So take this opportunity to clarify your focus now. What is it that you would like to accomplish? Thoughts will come up. Your monkey mind will be present. But as it does, just put those thoughts to the side and then come back to your breath. You can do this. And as you focus on your breath, just let the sound of my voice guide you into greater focus today. So you can think of my voice as the voice of an old friend, as you just focus on your breath, knowing that you are safe and held, relaxing deeply. We'll be doing a short period of active breathing soon, unless contraindicated. But for now, just relax even deeper as we begin a body scan. So starting down at the tip of your toes, with each inhale, breathing into the area that we're looking at. So breathing down into your toes fully, deeply, as you just notice the sensations. Scanning up to the soles of your feet, to your ankles, your entire feet. Noticing the weight of your heels on the floor as you move your awareness up your lower legs, just observing, feeling any sensations, moving to your knees, your thighs, up to your hips, feeling the weight of your hips on the ground. Scanning your stomach up through the belly, into the chest. Breathing deeply into the heart space and feeling the beating of your own heart. Your rib cage expand with each inhale and sinking more deeply with each exhale. Feeling all the sensations along the front of the body and the back of the body. Scanning out along your shoulders, down your arms, each breath deep and full, down your forearms, your wrists, the palms and back of your hands, right down to your fingertips, just feeling the energy, the aliveness in your body. Even as your body is relaxing even deeper, coming back up to your neck and shoulders, relaxing your jaw and mouth, your ears, the back of your head, scanning up through your face, your nose, relaxing your eyes and eyebrows and forehead, allowing the eyes to sink more deeply into the head, coming all the way to the top of your head. Now resting your awareness on the top of your head as you breathe deeply. That's it. Now that you're fully here, what do you want to work on today? Whatever it is, whatever you're going to use this for, just bring it into your awareness now. Put it right in front of you in your mind's eye. What is your goal today? This is why you're here. We'll start the active breathing in a moment. You'll be breathing in and out through your mouth, taking two breaths in, first into the belly, then filling the chest, and then just letting go, not forcing the exhale. If you have any contraindications, please continue to just breathe in and out through your nose. You want to find your edge and keep your rhythm, whether you're breathing through your mouth or your nose. And that's it. So let's do this. So opening the mouth, two breaths in, and then release. Deep down into the belly, filling up the chest, and then letting it go. That's it. Warming up the engines. You've got this. Just make sure every breath is full and deep. If you're looking for motivation, it's because you're struggling to get into it. The desire is there, but you might be hitting a roadblock. So just stay focused on your breath, not the resistance. Breathe into it. We've only got about 20 minutes of active breathing, and we're already 2 minutes in. So find your edge and lean into it. Bring whatever attention to the resistance that you have. It's okay that you're feeling it. It's normal. What are you resisting? So keep breathing and ask yourself, what's happening if I don't get this thing done? That thing, that goal. What would happen if you somehow stayed stuck? If you didn't take action? If you can't get past the heated relationships or people that you don't or can't see eye to eye with? Whatever it is that's going on in your life, you're there for a reason. Maybe there are some good things that come from staying stuck. Maybe you won't have to step up. Maybe you won't have to let go of old habits, old thought patterns, or old identity beliefs. Maybe you get to stay comfortable and stay safe in your comfort zone. But it's not really comfortable, is it? Whatever it is, whatever pleasure you think you get out of this experience by staying stuck or by not getting this done, by not overcoming it, let it come up. And then put it inside a bubble on the left side of your body. A bubble on the left. Really visualize it. See it in your mind's eye. And then all those little things that would happen if you stay stuck, if you do nothing, if you procrastinate and stay distracted, if you can't regulate to your authentic self, all of it fitting nice and snug into this bubble. The things that keep us stuck, though, they're not really very pretty. Check in with your breath now. Keep it full and deep. Stay on purpose. That's it. And then visualize another bubble on your right. And in this other bubble on your right, you can see all the things that might happen if you do nothing. What would you lose if you stay stuck? What kind of problems will you have to deal with if you don't get this discord resolved? Let it all come up inside this bubble on your right, and then take both of those bubbles, everything that could happen if you don't get this thing done. These bubbles have trapped your power and your motivation, and it's time to claim that power back. So start bringing these bubbles together now. They're gonna cancel each other out, so keep breathing deep. And with each breath, bring them closer and closer until they start to overlap. Coming up to our first breath hold today, so really going deep on these next few breaths. And then on my count, exhale, and then breathe fully all the way to the top and hold. And as you hold this breath, you can just relax your focus and relax your body with your breath hold. And imagine yourself looking out over an open field of grass with beautiful clear blue skies over your head. It's a warm summer afternoon and there's a beautiful refreshing breeze blowing softly through your hair calming you so gently, and a river that flows down from those mountains through the gentle woods. You can hear the birds singing in the trees. Everything feels just right in the world. So connect to that feeling inside of you now. You know you're exactly where you need to be, and you have everything you need. No need to worry, because life is working out for you. Holding just a moment longer, and then exhale. That's it. And then take a full deep breath all the way in, and then fully release. And one more all the way in, and let it go. You're doing great. And coming back to that active breathing, so two breaths in, either through the mouth or the nose, belly, chest, and let it go. That's it. Into the belly, into the chest, let it go. Finding that edge again. This is our final stretch of active breathing today. So we've breathed through what happens if you stay stuck. And now let's look at what happens when you get this thing done. Time to get your furnace burning at full power now. Just you and your breath. No one can do it for you. Full and deep, finding that edge on every inhale and then letting it go. So whatever this thing is for you, whatever you want to get done, bring it to your mind again. You deserve this. And as you imagine, you get it done. You get in there and you did the thing. And then what happens? Sure, there's going to be plenty of good things and maybe some things that you don't want. Big things, little things. If you've got resistance, there's always a reason. So what is it? Let it come up now and just keep breathing. If you took that action, if you did that thing, what could you lose? What would you have to let go of? Freedom? Parts of your identity? Ideas, beliefs, or habits? Maybe some people? What would you have to pick up? Would you have to take on more responsibility to step up even more? So get real, get radically honest, and let that resistance come up. What is holding you back from being your truly authentic self? You're safe. And now imagine a little box down at the bottom of your awareness. And inside of this box are all the good things that will happen when you get this thing done. Maybe it's more freedom, money, more purpose, more time for the people you love, more adventure, more excitement, more passion. You know what it is. So whatever it is, see it down there in that little box. You know exactly what's going to happen when you do this thing. All the incredible things that will unfold from this simple action. The thing that you know you want. So let this box get bigger with every breath. It's getting bigger and bigger, and every breath giving more power to what you want, breathing life into it, giving it more depth and more color. Literally breathing life into all the good things that are waiting on the other side. And as this box gets bigger, you can let all the resistance get smaller, shrinking, fading, disappearing. Every breath pulling power from the resistance and feeding power to what you really want. Coming up to our final breath hold now. On my count, you're going to take a full breath in and hold at the top. And as you do, you can make that box all of the good things that are going to happen. Make it go full screen in your awareness. So big breath in. Full color, full volume, total celebration of everything you want. Holding your breath, allowing your body to relax. everything that you want will be yours. Letting the energy of all the incredible things wash over you and trust that you can do this thing. It's safe. You're totally capable of getting it done and easily handling whatever you need to do along the way. You can let yourself feel the excitement of getting this thing done because it is exciting. Just like all the amazing things that will become possible for you when you get unstuck and do this thing. Every journey begins with one step and then the next, which is just like the first one. So let go of the end result and bring into full focus the next step. And then release that breath. Take a full breath in as deep as you can and let it go. One more all the way in and release. Amazing. You did it. Or you can close your mouth now, coming back to the breathing through the nose. Bringing your full focus to your breath, allowing your focus to become clearer with each breath, sharper, fully present to the sensations of each breath. Breathing deeply and then letting it go. Bringing your awareness to your solar plexus, the point just below the sternum, between your belly button and your heart, and breathing into this space. Allowing yourself to feel this spaciousness, the clarity, even more deeply with every breath. Bring your focus down now to your sacral area, that point just below your belly button. Trusting your power, trusting your focus. We'll do one final breath hold to bring all of this energy and all of your focus down to this point. So on my count, you'll be breathing all the way down to the sacral area. So big exhale. You are a force of nature. And inhale. And hold. Whatever it is that you're doing, remember why you're doing it. Allow your body to relax as you hold your breath and remember what becomes possible for you when you do. Everyone who's ever taken a shower can have an idea, but it's the person who gets out of the shower, dries himself off, and goes out and does something about it who makes a difference. And you can be that person. You are that person. If you choose to be. So use your power. Make a commitment to yourself now. Whatever it is that you want to do, say it with me in your inner voice. I will take the next step today. Now holding this final breath hold for just a moment longer. And when you release this breath, drawing all this energy and all this focus all the way back up to the point just between your eyebrows, and exhale, release. Coming back to normal breathing, gently in and out through the nose, clearer, lighter, greater. Feeling the quality of your focus. The power of your focus. We're coming to the end of our journey today, and all that's in front of you now is the next step. See it clearly in your mind's eye, and know that everything you need, nothing can get in your way now. No one, no how. Taking a big, full breath as you begin to wiggle your fingers and toes, coming back into your body, stretching out your arms and legs. Big overhead stretch, not rushing yourself, You can take as long as you need here. Take this moment to give your body what it needs, to listen to your own inner authority, trusting your intuition. And when you're ready, and only when you're ready, you can get up and go do the thing. You can do anything.